So we're asking, how do you know if you're being paid properly? What exactly are you entitled to? So we're joined by employment lawyer Kavita Bachta. Good to have you with us, Kavita. So, I mean, what are you entitled to? It's the bank holiday weekend. Is everyone going to be paid or entitled to be paid double time?
No, not everybody's entitled to double time. I think that's wishful thinking for us all. The basic entitlement is that every employee has 28 days, and that's equivalent to 5.6 weeks per year. As to whether or not they're paid bank holidays, employers can pay 28 days including bank holidays, or 25 days, for example, plus bank holidays. Do you receive payment? Check the contract. That is the simple answer. You're not entitled to double pay or time and half or premiums, but check your contract.
John Lewis is a big employer. You might have think they'd be the kind of people who get that right. I mean, is there a sense maybe that a lot of other people should be checking more carefully to see that their employers have got the whole thing right?
I think definitely this does raise awareness for employees that they need to check. There are various ways of checking. First of all, contact your HR department to ask, first of all, before starting to, you know, take it to tribunal, for example.
Presumably with John Lewis, though, the HR department didn't realise either, otherwise it wouldn't have lasted for 7 years.
I think that's very true, but in fairness, the working time regulations, which came out in 1998, are quite convoluted in the way that the calculations are designed. And it's inconsistent with the case law that's coming out telling us how to calculate it. So the regulations really do need to be reviewed, perhaps, and amended.
So is it easier or more difficult now for employees to make claims against their employers if the employer's got it wrong?
It's more difficult because on the 29th of July of this year, the tribunal system was reformed. Claimants now have to pay a fee to issue the claim. So it may not be worth their while to issue a claim if it's only worth a couple of £100, because the fee, it could be £125 or £250.
Lots of people work under different kind of contracts now, not necessarily permanent, not necessarily full-time staff. How do the regulations about, you know, holiday pay, bank holiday working apply to people on short-term contracts or working freelance?
Well, OK, if you've got a contract of employment, you're entitled to it pro rata, and it's based on your average weekly wage, including any shift premiums, so Saturday working, shift allowance, etc. And I believe that that's the difficulty that John Lewis ran into, that that's what they didn't do. If you're freelance, you're not entitled to any annual leave because you're self-employed, and the regulations do state that you're self-employed, it's up to you when you take your leave.
So if you work on a Sunday or a bank holiday, you're also not entitled to any extra pay if you're freelance? No.
If you're freelance, it's entirely between you and the engagement that you are under.
And are you a little bit, as somebody who works specialised in this field, are you a bit mystified as to how it took so long for them to realise that
I am.
7 years is a long time.
It is a long time, but also I understand there's a cut-off point. So they haven't been paying properly since 1998, but 2006 is their cut-off point. So actually, they still owe possibly money from 1998 when the regs came in to 2006, but because they haven't kept digital records, they can't trace the payments or how much they owe. So employees still are possibly owed money. And those who have left voluntarily, I understand they're not receiving payments either. So aggrieved ex-employees, perhaps.
We should say John Lewis did issue a statement. Kavita, thanks very much.
Thank
Kavita
you.
Bachta there. As soon as we established that we weren't implementing the working time regulations correctly, we worked quickly to make the repayments to our partners in a way that is both fair and responsible. That was from John Lewis. Kavita, thank you.